Stitchhead was what I'm going to talk to you about today. And Stitchhead is all about the goings-on in a castle, huge, sinister castle called Castle Grotescue. Castle Grotescue is the home to a mad professor, Mad Professor Erasmus. I'm just going to read a little bit now, just to give you a sense of what's going on. Mad Professor Erasmus is a mad professor in the traditional sense. He makes monsters. According to popular opinion, Mad Professor Erasmus was the maddest mad professor of all. He spent day and night in his laboratory, breathing life, or something like it, into any number of brain-meltingly strange creatures. Steam-powered skulls, dog-faced cats, headless horses, flesh-eating chairs, frog children, that sort of thing.
You shall be my greatest creation ever!
I really mean it this time. The professor always thought that his newest creation was bound to be his greatest ever. That is, until the next one came along. But no sooner he brought almost life to a new creature than he immediately lost interest and moved on to his next peculiar project.
More power! Live! Live, I say!
He cried, pulling levers and administering potions. High up in the rafters, hidden in the shadows, a tiny figure watched as the professor created almost life for the umpteenth time. His name was Stitchhead. Stitchhead was the professor's very first creation. He was a strange-looking something or other, more or less human-shaped, but no bigger than a medium-sized monkey, and made up of bits, pieces, and spare parts that the professor had managed to find. His bald, round head was a patchwork of stitches, and his eyes were a different colour. While the left was a small black bead, the right was large, bright, and ice blue. His eye was a sight to behold. It almost seemed to glow in the castle's dimly lit corners.
Yes! Yes! Now we're cooking! More power! More! More! Now a little less. Now more!
Over the years, Stitch had witnessed the birth of dozens of the professor's creations, and with each one he was reminded how, once, he was the most important creation in the professor's life. That he and the professor had promised to be friends for the rest of their days. But that was an almost lifetime ago. Now, Stitchhead was long forgotten.